powerful good news, Appendix B, New Testament versus Roman Catholic justification by faith. References to Council of Trent in this appendix are from the sixth session from Philip Schaff, The Creeds of Christendom, Volume 2, pages 89 to 118. The Catholic view sees justification administered exclusively by the Catholic Church through its sacraments. The instrumental cause is the sacrament of baptism. The sacrament of penance is necessary to be administered by the same church. Also, sacramental confession, sacerdotal absolution, fasts, alms, prayers, and other pious exercises are needed. In contrast, the New Testament teaches justification by faith in Christ alone, and the instrumentality is the Holy Spirit, not a church or hierarchy. The Catholic view denies that the sacrifice of Christ restored the whole race of men to favor with God. Though he died for all, yet do not all receive the benefit of his death, but those only unto whom the merit of his passion is communicated by the sacraments of the church. In contrast, the Apostles' good news says that legally all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. He himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. The Lamb of God, we are told in John 1:29, takes away the sin of the world. Reading from Romans 5, verses 16 and 18, we find, "The judicial action, following upon the one offense of Adam, issued in a verdict of condemnation, but the act of grace, following upon so many misdeeds, issued in a verdict of acquittal. The issue of one just act is acquittal and life for all men." Even Luther and Calvin were not able to see clearly this larger New Testament vision of what Christ accomplished on his cross, effectively dying for the whole world. In Roman Catholic justification, the believer is not united to Christ through faith by the free imputation of the whole of Christ's righteousness, but God gradually infuses his soul with an inherent righteousness that is meritorious, so that persevering Catholics will have truly merited eternal life, if so be, however, that they depart in grace. The gospel message recognizes that the believer never has an iota of merit in himself, nor any righteousness inherent in himself. Righteousness is only in Christ, and the believer receives it only by faith. The Council of Trent can never truly provide assurance of justification. There is always the nagging if that carries over until the very moment of death. The Council of Trent taught that adults may convert themselves to their own justification by freely assenting to and cooperating with that said grace. This, quote, anticipated grace of God precedes justification and requires first a disposition or preparation which is followed by justification itself. The Trent chapters 6 and 7 list many items of preparation that the sinner must do before he can be justified. These are things which precede justification. The gospel message recognizes that man has no part whatever in his justification and can make no preparation for it or do anything to precede it. It was done wholly by Christ, and all the believer can do is receive, accept, believe, appreciate the finished work of Christ, and stop hindering this dynamic faith to work obedience by love. The Catholic view encourages doubt and fear. Each one, when he regards himself and his own weakness and indisposition, may have fear and apprehension touching his own grace, seeing that no one can know with a certainty of faith, which cannot be subject to error, that he has obtained the grace of God. If anyone saith that it is necessary for everyone for the obtaining of remission of sins, that he believe for certain that his sins are forgiven him, let him be anathema. The gospel message in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 recognizes that unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, and encourages complete confidence in the gift of that grace. The Catholic view fails to see that the whole fallen human race, which is in Adam, is corporately in Christ by virtue of his sacrifice. The gospel message sees sin as a continual, unbelieving resistance of Christ, who will draw all men unto me if they will stop resisting. Christ has already tasted the second death for everyone, and thus no one can suffer at last for his sins unless he disbelieves and rejects what Christ has done for him. Thus, the Catholic Church flatly denies that justification is by faith alone. When they say that justification makes righteous, their idea is diametrically opposed to that of the gospel message. Catholic justification is infused, inherent, and meritorious, and not solely of faith. We read in Council of Trent, chapter 11, "No one ought to flatter himself up with faith alone, fancying that by faith alone he is made an heir and will obtain the inheritance." The gospel breaks through centuries of Catholic and Protestant fog into a clearer view of the sunlit New Testament truth.